He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2006 with a .344 batting average as a Negro League second baseman in the 1890s, but Frank Grant died poor, no grave marker here at East Ridgelawn Cemetery for 70 years.
Now, Mr. Grant has a granite marker on his grave with the location and his name, and there's flags around his grave.
General Manager Gary Sherino says it's their most visited plot, aside from a state senator's, and says people offered for years to pay for Grant's marker.
We couldn't allow that to happen.
He didn't want to show favoritism, but says the Hall of Fame stepped in and came up with the money around the time he was inducted.
I think it's the best thing that ever happened, and I wish that all people who have people that are in cemeteries can do the same thing for him.
In Clifton, Levon Putney, WCBS 880 News.